Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The shortstop, Jeff Rabule. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Terry Jorgensen. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arthur Rhodes. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch hits a pop-up into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rabule takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Winfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Harper and he is out, Rabule applying the tag. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Munoz moves to third. Mack moves to second. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munoz tags and scores. Mack tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabiule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabiule is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Knobloch moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Knobloch moves to third. Rabiule moves to second. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Winfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Knobloch scores. Rabiule moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McLemore for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Tackett moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tackett scores. Anderson moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mac is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mac hits a pop-up into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Terry Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. 1 out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore is 0-for-1 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Rabiule is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Rabiule is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rabiule hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Winfield is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Tackett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 4, Orioles, 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rebule. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Devereaux moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Ripken moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Orioles. Luis Mercedes pinch runs for Harold Baines. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to third. Mercedes moves to second. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Mercedes scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-4, Orioles. Mike Trombley now pitching. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes McLemore. The throw from Harper and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tackett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tackett hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Jorgensen, and into shallow left field. Tackett reaches second base with a double. McLemore scores. Reynolds moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Knobloch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Rebule is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rebule hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Todd Froworth now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jorgensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Mercedes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mercedes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Davis reaches second base with a double. David Segui pinch runs for Glenn Davis. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. David Segui now playing first base. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Winfield strikes out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 3 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Segui settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JT Bruitt pinch hits for Pedro Munoz. JT Bruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bruitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruitt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. JT Bruitt now playing right field. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore is called out on strikes. 1 out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tackett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tackett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo pinch hits for Shane Mack. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pagliarulo is called out on strikes. 1 out. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush pinch hits for Terry Jorgensen. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.